It's going to be a crazy run the next 6 months. This is the moment we have to save our country. He's willing to sacrifice everything. I am. That's why they're coming after us with lawfare. They're going to come after us with everything. That's why the next 6 months is going to be intense. And we need to strap on our, let's see. What do we want to strap on? We're going to strap on our seatbelt. We're going to put on our helmet or your Kerry Lake ball cap. We are going to put on the armor of God. And maybe strap on a Glock on the side of us just in case.
That was Arizona politician Kerry Lake from this past week attempting to place a weapon of violence in the same realm as the Word of God. This has become a common theme among MAGA politicians, as well as white Christian nationalists, among others. Not too long ago, Representative Lauren Boebert said that if Jesus and others with him had AR-15 rifles, then the crucifixion would have never happened, which sort of overlooks the purpose of the crucifixion of Jesus. Donald Trump has embraced the word retribution in a way that many of his followers treat as biblical. Small problem with that, though. The word retribution appears only twice in the Bible, both times referring to disobedience against God. Those two verses, by the way, Romans chapter 11, verse 9, and Hebrews chapter 2, verse 2. All right, what about revenge? That term is only used three times. Now, if you want to turn to the term vengeance, that appears around 50 times in the Bible, depending on the translation that you're using. That number certainly pales in comparison to the number of times words like faith and love appear. God clearly states who holds the right to vengeance. This is in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 35, where God says, "Vengeance is mine." This truth is returned to in Romans chapter 12, verse 19. "Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord," as well as in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 30. "For we know him," meaning God, "who said, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord," and again, "the Lord will judge his people." Now, Jesus, he does speak about vengeance only one time, though. That's found in Luke chapter 21, verses 21 and 22. Jesus speaking, "Now let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, let those who are in the midst of her depart, and let not those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled." Now here Jesus is referring to the impending fall of Jerusalem, which is part of what will happen to pave the way for his return. Getting back to Kerry Lake and what she said this past week, she united a weapon of man with the armor of God. She's referring to what's described and explained by Paul in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. Our armor is to be truth, righteousness, readiness, faith, salvation, and the Word of God. So where exactly does a Glock fit into all that? How are those qualities equipping us to make threats or commit violence? Those aren't actions of faith. Paul in verse 18 of Ephesians chapter 6 gives us our marching orders, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." So how are we supposed to put our armor to use? Through living God's word everywhere we go. And that means everywhere. While they were in prison, did Paul and Silas whine and complain? No. They saw their imprisonment as having a captive audience for their teaching and praise of God. Let's go to Acts chapter 16, verses 25 through 30. "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosened. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, 'Do yourself no harm, for we are all here.' Then he called for a light, ran in, fell down trembling before Paul and Silas, and he brought them out and said, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?'" So with that in mind, listen carefully again to Kerry Lake.
It's going to be a crazy run the next 6 months. This is the moment we have to save our country. He's willing to sacrifice everything. I am. That's why they're coming after us with lawfare. They're going to come after us with everything. That's why the next 6 months is going to be intense. And we need to strap on our, What do we want to strap on? We're going to strap on our seatbelt. We're going to put on our helmet or your Kerry Lake ball cap. We are going to put on the armor of God. And maybe strap on a Glock on the side of us just in case.
Did you catch that response from the crowd? She mentions armor of God and gets some applause, a cheer here and there. Also sounds like armor of God was an afterthought for her. Then when she mentions a Glock, that gets the crowd excited, doesn't it? Those are the people who we are called on to approach with the true armor of God, His Word.